Poorly Read.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read.
The final episode of Poorly Read. As me and Tom decided to go on a journey to find ourselves after this. We're going to rent a camel each and trek across Morocco.
Yeah, we had a long talk about where was best to end the podcast, and we decided one episode before the end of one book before the end.
Yeah, see, one episode before the end of book six is a magic number.
It has all sorts of mathematical properties.
Oh, God. Yeah, we want to find the most abandoned relic of an ancient church that we can. And we want to set up a chocolate stall in there and sell our confectionaries to weary travellers. Might not be the best place to do it in the Saharan heat.
But they've never seen chocolate out there. It's an untapped market.
Yes, if we could just sell it like from a fridge, then by the time they're 30 meters away, it won't be our problem anymore.
Exactly. We have a big sign that says no tasties, backsies.
Yeah.
But the trick is we won't translate it into Arabic.
Oh my God. Yeah. Nighty joking.
Nah, we're not doing that.
No, we're going to finish everything that we say we will.
Yes.
But don't hold us to that, because sometime in the future we just might say fuck it.
Also, we've probably said we're going to do lots of things that we haven't done, yeah, and we've forgotten that we said we'd do.
Yeah. Anyway, what we're talking about today...
Today, we're embarking upon what I think is going to be the most challenging episode of Poorly Read so far, in that I don't know, they're like the most serious and intense and stressful chapters imaginable.
No, Sirius is dead, Tom. And Tom's like, no, these are the chapters where we find out that he's Harry's godfather, right? And he wasn't bad after all. And like he does that thing where like he grabs Harry and he's like, ah, oh, Harry, I'll always be with you. And he's like, Lupin, your heart is in here. And I'm like, no, Tom, it's the wrong, that's the wrong book.
Oh, I'm thinking of the Prisoner of Azkaban film. Not these three chapters. Ah, oh, sorry, it always happens.
Oh, no, I think it'll be fine. We've said that plenty of times and then someone has like knife sex with someone else and then it's fine.
Oh, I wonder which two people it's going to be this episode. There's only two people in this episode, basically.
Also, I think I just coined the term knife sex.
Yeah, I think you did. I think that happened.
Oh, God. So what did you do last night? Well, I had knife sex. I don't want to know anymore.
Whatever you imagine it is, that's what it is.
Alas, spoon.
Merchandise.
Yeah, buy things. We got Christmas coming up. You need to start thinking about presents.
Have we? Fucking how far in advance are we recording?
Well, when does this come out? In like...
Sometime in July.
Yeah, that's more than halfway through the year.
That's true. That's true.
So yeah. And there's poorly read gifts to give to your poorly read family, I guess.
Yeah.
Buy a gift for someone who's never listened to the pod. So when you give it to them, you can have a half an hour of explaining the joke to them.
Yeah, buy Molly's gravy shirt for your gran.
Oh, God. And then halfway through the explanation, gran just puts up her hand and is like, no. I know all about Molly's gravy. Yeah. How do you think we entertained ourselves during the war? How do you think we moistened up our Sunday's roast during rationing? Like, oh, granny, you so crazy. Anyway, chapters.
Chapter 25, The Seer Overheard.
Overheard. I wrote unheard and I thought, that's weird. But yeah, okay, makes total sense now.
Yeah, because she was heard. That's the whole point.
I could have just like taken it back like 15 seconds to hear it properly, but I was like, no, it's happened now.
Nope, I heard it that way. So that's what I shall write.
Yeah.
So Harry and Ginny, they're all together and happy at last.
Yeah, and their dating is hot gossip.
Yeah, but Harry doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. Also, Hot Gossip is the name of the band that Sarah Brightman was in as a young woman that released the popular disco hit I Lost My Heart to a Starship Trooper. It's a fucking banger.
Well, okay.
It is, Tom.
I'm sure it is, and I'm glad we all know that now.
I lost my heart to a Starship Trooper. Crushing light in hyperspace. Pew, pew. There we go. That was an accurate impression of the sound effects in that as well. Anyway, Hermione comes to him a few days later and says she thinks that the prince is actually some student called Eileen Prince.
Yeah, she does. Hasn't she found like a clipping of the Daily Prophet or something?
No, she actually got a copy of Rita Skeeter's last single. And she was like, Harry, I think this song is about the Half-Blood Prince. Listen to it. And he was like, come on, Eileen Prince. Oh, I swear I'll be And she was like, see, Harry, see?
He's like, are you sure the word Prince is in there? Or have you just kind of dubbed that in?
Yeah, it's like it's in a book with like achievements from the school, and wasn't she captain of the Gobstones Club or something?
I'm not sure. Can't remember. Again, I could have gone back 15, 20 seconds to
double check,
but I thought I just wrote Hermione presents Eileen Prince in a picture.
Yeah. It's not a moving picture though, as far as we know.
Is it not?
Mm-hmm. Just a picture of Eileen Prince playing gobbin.
On her stones.
Yeah, gobbin a stone. Gobbin a stone is when you... I guess it's just like an old-timey word for teabagging.
Yeah, I like it.
So what do you do? Oh, I'm catching up the Gobstone Club. Oh, really? Monocle pops out. Well, I never.
Oh, yes, me and Mabel had a game of Gobstones last night. I don't even have to bend my knees anymore.
It's such a unisex activity. And then Harry's like, no, it can't be. I just know that it's a guy who's written this. I can just feel it. I can feel it in my bone. No.
Yes. I can feel it. I can feel his manhood, Hermione. All right?
Yes, I can feel his phallus stretching my bowels in ways that I wasn't expecting, Hermione. That's how I know it's a man.
I wasn't expecting to like it. But I will not have you judging me.
Anyway. Dumbledore wants Harry to come to his office urgently.
Yeah, and Harry, oh, God. He sighs, prepares himself as best he can.
Yeah, he takes prep and fucking gets out his special jar of Vaseline, which is just...
It's fucking AIDS-proof Vaseline, or...?
Just filled up with, like, straggly pews from Dumbledore.
Oh.
Oh, God, yeah.
And on his way, he hears a scream and a crash. And he goes to see what it is.
No. Pause longer for a joke.
I thought you were going to jump in.
I just kind of, it would have just been like a follow on from what we just like said. And I was like, oh, like, is that cheap? Ah, I'm trying to go for more expensive jokes, Tom. Jokes that'll make people buy merchandise. I know, we should create a Jurassic Park lunchbox. I bet that'll fly off the shelves.
Yeah, no problems there. No legal issues there at all.
If we spell it weird.
So we're like with a G.
Jurassic Park.
No, I meant to spell park with a G.
Park. What? Gark.
A Jurassic Gurk.
Gurk. If we just spell it all with a G. Welcome to. Oh my god.
Oh, fuck it out.
I mean, now he fucking sees Professor Trelawney spread eagled on the floor with all her shawls wrapped around her like a little spooky octopus.
Yeah, she is, you might say, master fucked.
I can't wait to use that in a real life situation. I'm so excited.
I know, but the thing is, I never remember podcast words in real life situations.
That's true.
It's like it's a separate little pocket dimension that we sort of create.
Yeah. I suppose it's like a different part of our brain.
Yeah.
But I feel like Masterfucked is... That's why I feel like that's one that's going to carry over. Because it's not like reference specific.
Yeah, yeah. You can use it for lots of things.
Yeah. You can use it in so many given situations. Like, oh, why are you taking prep? Oh, because I'm going to get masterfucked. Oh, God. Oh, why are you so light-skinned, Gifton? Oh, because one of my ancestors was a slave and she got masterfucked.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, Tom. Why'd you make me say such things? Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Move us along quickly, please.
Trelawney's on the floor. Why is she on the floor?
She's trying to get into the room of requirement. She just got thrown out of it.
Yeah, she's trying to hide her shit in the room of requirement.
Trying to hide her shit, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, it wouldn't flash and I'm embarrassed.
So I carried it all the way up here. To try and put it in that room where I know everyone else keeps all their shit.
And Harry's like, wait, but who was in the room requirement? She's like, I don't know. I just went in there to hide my bottle and then I heard someone whooping. And then I heard a crash and a bang and a wallop and I was thrown on the floor.
And now here we are.
Yes, here we are, Harry.
Now what are you going to do about it?
And he's like, who was it, woman? And he shakes her. And she's like, oh, I don't know, I didn't see.
Sherry bottles just sort of flying out of her shawls.
And he's like, you're nothing to me. And he throws back on the floor. But then he's like, no, do you know what? Come with me to Mr. Headmaster.
To Mr. Headmaster.
Yes.
Yeah, so she goes, all right, I think.
This is terrible. Let's put ourselves together. No, one thing she says is that she's like, oh, no, she was like, I wanted to go and speak to the headmaster as well because I keep on seeing calamity and disaster in my cards. I keep on seeing the lightning struck tower, which is foreboding.
Yes.
Or forbidding. And then Harry's like, okay, I tell you what, why don't we both go together? Because if you're there, then he might feel a bit more bashful about the things he wants to do to me. And then she's like, okay, I should protect you, young boy. Take my hand and let's skip. So they start skipping. And then she recounts her interview that she had with Dumbledore on the way.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly how it comes up, but it does.
She's like, oh, you know what? Sometimes I feel like he didn't really want me here. But when he knew the power I had, it changes mine. Lickety split. Split, split.
Yeah.
At first I thought
he was ill-disposed to divination. Then I started to feel very strange. And then we were interrupted by Severus Snape.
Yes, he was called listening at the door. Little and Harry's
pervert.
Like, and he's like, who was at the door? And she's like, oh, Snape, you know, Severus Snape. And he's like, yeah, I know who he is, mate. And she's like, oh, okay. So then no need to be rude. And he's like, go fuck yourself. And she's like, I try. But you see, the neck of a sherry bottle isn't the shape I wanted to be, Harry. So often I just end up getting drunker faster than I expected. to you, Harry's like, what the fuck? Snape. Snape was one who overheard you that night. And then she's like, yes.
Yes, Snape. Snape. Severus Snape.
And he was like, Dumbledore? And she's like, yeah, yes, let's say some more names. Hermione Granger. And he's like, yes, I know her. Ronald Weasley. Yes, I know her. Lily Potter. And he's like, yes, I know her. She's like, yes, I fucking couldn't stand that woman. She was so awful to me, you see. I'm glad that she died. Apparently her son goes here now. He's like, yeah. Anyway, she was a right old cunt. Anyway, who's your mother? So yeah, Harry's like, what the fuck? So he's like, right, stay here. And Vinny's like, but. And Vinny's like, no, stay here. And he runs up to Dumbledore's office, pounds on the door and flies in. Dumbledore's like, ah, Harry, ah, yes, ah. He's like, what, do you want me to take your temperature or what?
Yeah, it's like, just let me know. What is it today? What are you going to put me through?
I said you could come with me. Right. And Harry's like, okay, fine, let's set the timer and we'll start. And he's like, no, Harry, I meant come on my adventure. And he's like, oh, is that what we're calling it now? And he's like, no, Harry.
So you always blame me for taking it to a weird place, Harry. It's not always me.
Also, I love the idea of calling your penis your adventure. Or your arsehole, whichever one you choose.
Yes, come on my adventure with me.
Yeah. Yes, Harry, lick my adventure. Harry, can you grease up my adventure?
Harry, why don't you take up the role of the protagonist in my adventure?
Yes, why don't you take on the role of Long John Silver in this adventure? He's like, oh, I'm only joking, Harry. No, I've got to go and face some death tonight. How does that sound? And Harry's like, preferable, really? Yeah, but Harry's like, hold on, you didn't fucking tell me that Snape was the cunt who fucking betrayed my parents.
I just love the idea of them actually speaking like that.
Yeah, and he's like, look, Snape made a terrible mistake. And Harry's like, ah, yeah. And he's like, look, how can you be sure that Snape is good? He's up to something with Draco. And then Dumbledore's like, we've discussed this.
Yes, shut the fuck up about Snape. Or you will get a first-hand viewpoint on tonight's adventure, Harry.
That right there was something to behold.
I was stretching. I tried to do what you do, but there's a reason you do that.
But yeah, Harry's like, look, I can't believe you're going to go leave the school unprotected. And Dumbledore's like, that's it, I'm having none of this. Do you really think I'd do this and I would do that and I would go there and do this and stuff?
Harry's like, well, you're going to need to be more specific.
And I was like, well, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, man, I don't know.
So I was like, look, do you still want to come? And I was like, yeah, of course. And I was like, okay.
Hop on the desk then.
Yes. Lay it on the desk and let me get out my measuring tape. Harry's like, why? And he's just, I just want to see how much you've grown.
You're no longer that little boy I first met, Harry.
Anyway, like, he's like, look, Harry, these are the conditions of you accompanying me on this trip. One, we don't talk about the trip. Two, refer back to number one. The end. He's like, okay. I like your style. I can't remember what he says. He says, like, look, you basically just got to do whatever I say whenever I say it.
Yeah, obey any order I give you immediately and without question. If I tell you to run and hide, you have to do it. If I tell you to leave me and save yourself, you have to do it.
Yeah.
So he's like,
I tell you to bend over and use your butt cheeks to sing the national anthem. You do it, Harry. He's like, I don't know all the words. And he's like, no one knows the words. Also, what would the Wizard National Anthem be?
Oh, something stupid.
Maybe it'd be like, hold up my wand and bow to Wizard Jesus.
Is that to the tune of Joy to the World?
I don't know. Hold up my wand and bow to Wizard Jesus. We can't eat popsicles because we don't have freezers. But we do have magic, and that is cool. But you can't do magic outside of school. The end.
I mean, I wouldn't be, like, hugely surprised that turned out to be what the Wizard National Anthem is.
Oh, my God. But yeah, he's like, look, go and get your invisibility cloak and, I don't know, say goodbye to your friends, I guess.
Yeah.
You might never see him again.
Any other marital aids you might think would be appropriate?
Yes. And also, just bring some mayonnaise, Harry.
But not salad cream. I swear to God, Harry, if you bring salad cream again.
Yes.
He's gone.
If he comes back with barbecue sauce, I swear to God.
Not even the same colour.
Oh, God. So Harry runs back to the common room and he's like, right, look, first, someone get me some mayonnaise. Secondly, here's some Felix Felicis. If anything bad happens, drink it and jump off the tower.
Yeah, the Felix Felicis, not the mayonnaise.
Yeah. It'll be a terrible mistake to mix them up.
No one needs salad that lucky.
Like Ron and Hermione are like, look, but what? And then he's like, look, I ain't got time. And I did think before we gave the Felix Felicis to them guys, he should have maybe just taken a little bit himself.
Yeah, just like a couple of hours worth, 2 or 3 hours worth.
Yeah, because it would have been enough to get him through the what happens.
Yeah.
And there was enough in there, so he should have just taken, like, that's the first thing I think of is to take a swig of that.
Yeah, also because, like, well, he leaves it to them because Malfoy succeeded in doing something. And it could be bad for whatever happens while he and Dumbledore are away. So you guys are going to need to fight it off, whatever it is. So you guys will need this. But his reasoning is that, like, he won't need it because he'll be with Dumbledore, so he'll be fine.
Yeah.
But Dumbledore's just made him promise that, like, if I tell you to leave me for dead and run, like, that's a possibility. So, like, it seems dumb. It seems like... you know, occasions in previous books when he should have had his invisibility cloak on him but didn't just because.
It's just she keeps on introducing these things that just open up the story to so many why didn't they just do this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like the time turner and this. It's like, just don't have them. It makes it so much easier.
Mm.
Ugh, anyway. Also, I thought, why didn't Dumbledore just wait until the next fucking morning to go after the Horcrux? Because then they would have had the whole day to do it. I think going after this thing when it's fucking, like, almost nighttime is stupid.
That's true, actually. Why did they need to go at night?
Makes no sense.
Huh.
Alas. He meets Dumbledore and a bit which we finally fucking come to. So they don't fucking apparate from the Astronomy Tower. They meet in the Great Hall and take a little trip down to Hogsmeade.
They do it in the film, though, don't they?
Yeah. Which is what I said. And Tom was like, no. Anyway.
I was like that. And I remember listening to that and thinking, I wonder if Gifton's going to remember that conversation.
I literally didn't until right now.
Yeah.
I looked at my notes and was like, I'm a Newton bitter. So yeah, they take a little trip down to Hogsmeade, then they go around a corner and then they apparate.
Yes, although they see Madame Rosmerta first.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, do you want to come in for a drink? And he's like, no, I'm going to the Hogshead. I fancy a quiet night.
Yeah, fuck your pub.
Anyway, so they apparate into the next chapter.
Yeah, they do.
Chapter 26, The Cave.
Yes.
Or The Cave, if you're really posh.
Le Cave. Harsh cliffs and rocks.
Yes.
Is the first thing I've written.
So yeah, Harry's like, fucking hell, this is very watery. And Dumbledore's like, yes, it's the ocean. And he's like, the nearest village is miles away. And I don't think any human could have climbed down these cliffs. But I feel like Tom Riddle traversed these plains with magic and took the two children with him. And I think it holds special significance for him. I think there's a Horcrux in here, Harry. Yeah, so Dumbledore's like, so instead of us magicking our way down there, I think we should jump in the water and get all wet.
Yes, we'll slip and slide our way there, Harry.
Yeah. Let's pretend we're Pokemon, Harry, like the water kind. I'll be a Lapras.
You can be a Squirtle, Harry, if you know yeah. what I mean. Show me your water gun, Harry. I'll show you my bubble beam.
So now they swim to the cave, and then Dumbledore's like, ah. And Harry's like, ah. And
Harry's like, oh, this can't be good. There's no one around for miles.
I've literally gone to a remote place where you have to swim out, and it's all dark, and there's a cave.
I still don't know why I brought this mayonnaise.
Donald's like, well, everyone needs a snack, Harry. It's like, yeah, I guess they do.
So you're going to be mine.
See, mayonnaise is a better lubricant, Harry, because there's so much oil in it, but it doesn't dry out quite as fast. Quite as fast as what? Just my spit. Harry's like, oh, God.
Yes, spit used to have a lot more longevity to it, Harry, but I'm not as young as I used to be. Plus, I like the eggy smell.
But yeah, they get to the entrance of the cave, and Dumbledore's like, this place has known magic. And I was like, how can you tell? And he's like, I just can. It's my Dumbledore sense. It's my dumb sense.
Yes. Now stand back while I dumble the door.
Yeah. I wonder what dumbling the door would look like. I feel like it's just him sort of running face first into a door repeatedly.
Yeah, it's just again and again.
30 minutes later, Dumbledore was beginning to tire. Harry's like, you could just have opened the handle, mate. He's like, no, no, no.
This is how I got my name, Harry, my reputation.
Yes, they call me Dumbledore McGee. And... you should have seen me in my heyday, Harry. I won so many belts. I won so many trophies. Not for doing this. I was also very good at making apple pies. See, an apple pie, Harry, is what you use. It's like, sorry, I've seen the film. It's fine. Anyway, so Dumbledore's like, yeah, I can just tell it's magic. You know, that's because, you know, I'm me.
Yeah, magic leaves traces and shit.
Yeah, but we need a blood sacrifice to get in here. How crude.
Yeah, he's like, oh, that's basic. Yeah, Voldemort, you basic bitch.
I didn't think it was crude. I thought it was pretty swish.
It's kind of a trope, though.
I was here for it. Maybe it didn't need blood. Maybe it would have been happy with any bodily fluid.
That's why we brought the mayonnaise.
So I wasn't sure how much body fluid we were going to need, Harry, so I figured, bring the mayonnaise, I will finger your prostate and push out as much as I can, Harry. And Harry's like, oh, God, why are you like this?
This isn't mayonnaise at all, is it?
No, it's asbestos.
Nice deep breath, Harry.
And maybe the last one you ever have. But it's okay, you'll be nice and flame retardant. So he cuts, Dumbledore cuts his hand, and Harry's like, nah, mate, let me do it. And he's like, no, 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 no.
I like it, Harry.
Yes, I like cutting fingers off. Look.
Ooh, look at my little black finger.
So he smears his blood all over the cave. Wall, not all over the cave, that'd be weird. He smears his blood on the wall.
We have to cover every inch of the cave, Harry.
Yeah. And then a magic door opens.
Yes. Big rock disappears and they move forward, careful not to touch the water. And Harry's like, oh, you think the Horcrux is here? And he's like, doy.
Most certainly, Harry. I wouldn't have brought you here under false pretenses. And then he's like, where do you think it is? Do you think it's in the water or something? And Dumbledore's like, no, I think it's that thing in the middle. And Harry looks and there's like a green glowy thing in the middle.
Yeah, and Harry's like, oh, yeah.
Wow, I love green glowy things.
You're so smart.
You're so smart, Dumbledore. If only we could be best friends. Dumbledore's like, I thought we were best friends.
Are we not best friends?
Oh, I can invite you to my slumber party. And Harry's like, oh, who else is going? He's like, just you. But it's okay, I have bunk beds.
I call them funk beds.
Sometimes I call them spunk beds, but Harry. That's only when you get excited, but you're sleeping on your front, so your pee-pee pokes through the slats.
Oh, I don't use mattresses, Harry.
No, mattresses are for wimps and girly boys, and we're not those, are we, Harry? We're nice strong men. Ah, yes.
Yes, we're not homosexual, are we, Harry?
Are we, Harry? So Harry's like, if the Horcrux is here, can't we just like accio it? And Dumbledore's like, what a great idea. Why don't you try it? So Harry's like, accio Horcrux. And then a fucking like whale jumps out of the water.
Yeah, a dolphin just does a little arc. Like, yeah. Free Willy?
And like a big white thing jumps up and crashes back down and it freaks Harry out a bit. And he's like, what the fuck was that? And then Dumbledore's like, I think that's what's waiting in the water for us. Should we attempt to swim across or something like that?
Yeah, and Harry's like, boop.
Yeah, and Dumbledore's like, oh, make that sound again. But it right to my ear, I'm hard of hearing. So Dumbledore puts out his hand and he's like feeling for something and then he senses like a magic chain in the air and he pulls the chain and a boat comes out of the water.
Yeah.
And then we get like an explanation, like a magic explanation of stuff.
Yeah, it's like, is that boat going to be big enough for both of us? And Dumbledore's like, well, I don't think it's size or weight that's going to be the issue. I think it's magical power. And seeing as you're still underage, I don't think it'll detect you. It will be insignificant compared to me. So we'll be fine. So let's get in the boat.
Yes, it just detects the amount of mayonnaise you have, Harry. See, as you're a younger wizard, you have less mayonnaise than I do.
Your amount of mayonnaise will be insignificant compared to mine.
Yes. Mine is Dumble mayonnaise. It's much older and much more tart. Yes. So they sail across the ocean. Not the ocean, the lake. And Harry got his wand lit and he's like passing it over the water. And then he fucking sees that basically there's a dead body floating in the water.
Yeah, Dumbledore's like, oh, yes, I'm sure there are dead bodies in the water.
Yes.
Obviously, Harry.
Of course, Harry. I mean, where else was I supposed to hide them? There's only so much patio that you can fit people under.
There's only so much room under Hagrid's vegetable patch.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes you've got to just find a deserted cave. And throw them in the fucking water. See, all the ones here, Harry, was before I, got a taste for the more diverse side of victims. And Harry's like, fuck, you know. But they get to the middle of the lake and there's a rocky, like, plinth kind of thing with, like, a stone basin stood upon it.
Yeah, and it's full up with a potion.
Yeah, magic potion.
Yeah, it's got a magic potion in it. Dumbledore spends a little while sort of examining and prodding and dipping crackers in.
Oh, God. Yeah, and he's like, the thing is probably at the bottom of this. And Harry's like, can't we just reach in? And then Dumbledore's like, I can't, look. And he's sort of like boing, boing, boings against like the invisible force barrier.
Yes.
And Harry's like, fuck.
You need a straw, Harry.
Yes. I tell you what, Harry, can I just use you as a straw? And Harry's like, well, how do you mean, sir? He's
like, well. I'm so glad you asked.
Here's a diagram I made earlier. So, Harry, if you put your pee-pee in and then I put my mouth over your nostrils, I'll try and suck the fluid through your pee hole, up through your body, and out through your nostrils. Do you think it'll work, Harry?
Harry's like, well, those aren't the two holes I would have chosen.
Which would you have chosen, Harry? Tell me.
Oh, you know, just some that are in some way connected inside the body.
So what you're saying is that you would have sat on the basin and you would try and, like, reverse felch the potion. And if I put my mouth over your pee-pee, then the potion would come up through that instead.
We're getting there. Warmer. Either way, this ends up with us both drinking the potion, and I really feel like only one of us needs to.
No. I think we both should.
In for a penny, in for a pound, Harry.
Yeah, and both of us are drinking it, then maybe one of us isn't as culpable as how I think. Look, Harry, do you want to join the bodies in the lake, or do you want to make it out of here alive? It's like,
or do you want to reverse felch that potion?
Then I was like, fine, then I'll just conjure a fucking cup. And he goes, ping, and a cup appears. And he starts scooping out the potion, and then he's like, look, I think the idea is that I've got to drink all of this potion. I was like, Harry, whatever happens, make sure I finish every last drop.
Yes. It may do horrible things to me, Harry, but you've got to make sure I keep drinking it.
Yes. Even if I turn into a weird octopus baby, I'm going to make sure I keep on drinking it.
Yeah, Harry's like, okay. It could happen, Harry. I could turn into a weird octopus baby. We don't know. We just don't know.
Anything could happen, Harry. It's magic. Oh, even if I turn into a deck of cards, just maybe keep on drinking it. Even if I turn into a dead sparrow that's being mourned over by a family of rabbits, just make sure I keep drinking it. And Harry's like, that's oddly specific.
Yeah, in that scenario, would I keep feeding it to the dead sparrow or the family of rabbits?
Just make sure I keep drinking, Harry. He's like, yeah, I'm trying. Which one?
He's got like a notepad out and is like scribbling notes. So Dumbledore drinks the fucking potion.
And then at some point he starts screaming and be like, no, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
And then Harry's like, no, you got to keep on drinking it, Headmaster. And he's like, no, no.
No, 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 no. No.
Eventually, Dumbledore finishes it while like screaming out in pain and terror.
Yeah, and saying, I want to die, kill me by the end.
Yes.
And then Dumbledore falls down flat on his face, and Harry thinks he's dead.
Yes. But then Dumbledore starts to urinate, and Harry's like, oh.
Saying, water. And Harry's like, yes, I can see.
So Harry's trying, aggrementates the cup, and then every time he goes to pour it in Dumbledore's mouth, the water disappears.
Mm.
And I always thought, why didn't he just put his wand in Dumbledore's mouth and say, aggrementé?
Yeah, I can only assume that the charm is like on Dumbledore, so like... It's when he goes to give Dumbledore the cup that the water disappears, and if he has his wand in his mouth, then the water would just like disappear before it could get into his like throat or whatever, before it could actually be imbibed.
Okay. Also, how desperately did Dumbledore need water in that moment, really?
Well, he wasn't in his full right mind, was he?
I guess so. But Harry, like... I feel... Even if in that situation, even if I was Harry, I would have at least thought twice before putting my cup in that lake.
Yeah, exactly. I would probably go, okay, well, I understanding everything that's just happened, do you know what? I know you're asking for water and I know you're maybe on the point of death, but in fact, what I think we should do is I should carry you back in. I should grab the locket that's just revealed itself. We should get back in the boat and I'll apparate us back to Hogsmeade and we can get you some water then. It'll be like 20 minutes tops.
Yeah. Like, because especially if Harry hadn't seen anything in the water before that point, then
maybe
excused it. Yeah, but
and Dumbledore hadn't literally said, I think the bodies will be a lot less peaceable after we take the Horcrux.
Yeah. like...
And don't disturb the water.
Yeah. So yeah, Harry does what any stupid person would do and dunks his cup in the lake. And then as he's pouring the water into, he kind of throws it over Dumbledore's face. And as he does that, a cold hand grips him from behind. And it's the dead body of Elvis Presley. He's like, ha, 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 don't take that locket.
You're caught in a trap.
I'm trying to think of other Elvis Presley songs.
Yeah, I can only think of other bits of that same song.
Yeah. I can only think of A Little Less Conversation.
Yeah. There is only two songs, aren't they?
Oh, where's that You're Always On My Mind one?
Yeah. Jailhouse Rock.
Yeah, you drank the potion and now you're gonna die. We're gonna, something else and something else.
Harry's like, wow.
Wow, I can see why you're dead.
Yeah. Really losing it by the end there, weren't you?
And then fucking Prince comes out the water.
The water all splashes purple around him.
Yeah. Oh, God. And he's like, Harry, Harry, Harry. Don't you take that Horcrux. Oh, God. And then fucking...
Fucking David Bowie emerges.
And he's like, dead body to Major Tom. Someone trying to take your Horcrux.
Voldemort's like, Major Tom, I like
that. Why didn't I think of that? Yeah. Instead of fucking I am Lord Voldemort, I could have been Major Tom. Oh, I fucking love protein pills.
And I do love this helmet.
Yeah. So yeah, Harry's like, fucking hell, can I get a picture with everyone? Yeah. Yeah, and all the dead bodies start attacking them and they're like, ah. And then Harry tries to like curse them and stuff, and it does work, but then he tries to like sect him semper them, but although the gashes appear, there's no blood to come out.
Insert menstruation joke here. So yeah, Harry's just about to be overcome by these gross old dead bodies and pulled down into the water where he will become one of them. And then...
Yes. Fire.
Dumbledore starts flaming.
Lots of fiend fire. And other lyrics to that song.
Okay.
Yeah, Dumbledore conjures fiend fire. And it's so hot.
Right. Is that what that is? Is it not just fire? Isn't fiend fire like where you just create it and then it burns what it's going to burn and it's not really controllable in that way?
I don't think so. I think it was just like that because Crabbe or Goyle conjured it and they didn't know what the fuck they were doing.
Right. Okay.
I mean, it might not have been fiend fire. I just always assumed it was after reading book 7.
Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe. So Dumbledore conjures the Ring of Fire. With a little nod to Dead Johnny Cash. And Dumbledore grabs the locket, right?
Yes, he grabs the locket and then they jump in the boat and then...
So at what point, this may well get addressed in the next chapters, but at what point does Harry get the locket?
I think he might take it from the body, you know?
Yeah.
I get a feeling he takes it from the body when he goes and sees it at the bottom of the tower.
Yeah, I mean, he must... Well, we'll find out next episode.
Yeah.
How's that for a hook?
So they get in the bow and then Dumbledore sees he sees one of the students who he went to visit to try and get them to come to Hogwarts come out of the water. And she goes, "They try to make me go to Hogwarts." But I said, "No, no." He's like, "Oh, Amy."
Oh my god.
Things could have been so different. But Dumbledore just carefully picks her hand away from the side of the boat and pushes her head back under. Oh god. And they reach the other side of the thing and they get through the side of the cave, and because they've been constantly surrounded by this ring of fire as they've been sailing. And then on the other side of the cave, Dumbledore's like, "Oh god." And then Harry's like, "Don't worry, sir, we'll be all right." And he's like, "Of course I'll be all right, Harry. I'm with you." Ooh.
And Harry's like, "Wait, she wasn't in there, was she? Is she still?"
And Dumbledore's like, "Oh, wishful thinking."
If she'd only gone after that first album, she'd be legendary. So Harry apparates them both back to Hogsmeade.
Yeah, they arrive with a crash in the street and fucking Madame Rosmerta comes out and she's like, "Oh, I was about to close up for the night and I saw you outside my window."
And I thought, "Oh, who's he got his hands on now?"
And he's like, "I thought you would come back because of what's happened." And Harry's like, "What?" And she's like, "Have you not seen?" Then I was like, "Seen what?" And she's like, "Look,
fucking Dark Mark."
Oh god. And Dumbledore's like, "I need to see Snape." No, and then Harry's like, "Look, no, let's do this and do that first." And then Dumbledore's like, "No, I need to see Snape." And then Harry's like, "Oh fuck, right." Dumbledore's like, "Right, we need some brooms." And Romero's like, "I've got some brooms.
I'll give you some fucking brooms, mate."
Yeah, and then he's like, "Accio Rosmerta's brooms." And I was like, thank god he said brooms and not boobs. Oh, because they jump on the brooms and they go, shoo, shoo.
Yeah, so we are now in chapter 27, The Lightning Struck Tower, we should say.
I said chapter 27, didn't I?
Did you? Oh, I missed it. I must have been elsewhere.
I don't think I said Lightning Struck Tower. I might have just said chapter 27. I might not have said it at all. We'll never know.
Indeed. So yeah, they zip back to the castle on Rosmerta's brooms, which sounds funny, but it's not.
Oh my god. Oh god. See, they fly up and Dumbledore undoes all the magic around the school so they can like fly over the gates and stuff.
Yes. And the Dark Mark is over the astronomy tower, so that's where they go.
Yeah, they land on the top and then Dumbledore's like, "Look, go and get Snape." Harry's under the invisibility cloak. He's like, "Go and get Snape." And as soon as Harry goes to reach for the door, it bursts open
and Harry realizes that. And he hears Expelliarmus. And then suddenly Harry realises he can't move. And he's like, "But huh? Expelliarmus isn't a freezing charm. ¿Qué pasa?"
He's like, Dumbledore used the last second he could. Instead of defending himself, he just magicked Harry still.
Yeah. And my question is why?
I guess so that Harry wouldn't get hurt.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Or that Harry wouldn't try and do something stupid.
Feels to me like quite a contrived way of having Harry there to witness the whole unfurling of the big villain's plot at the end.
I don't know, to be honest. It made sense to me because that's the exact type of protective thing that an adult who concerned for your welfare would do, I feel. So yeah, that makes sense to me. Because I think in the film he just tells Harry to hide, so Harry hides like underneath the floor.
Yeah.
Because Snape, which I like, I like the scene better in the movie, I think.
Yeah. I still think it's quite weird that Dumbledore freezes Harry. He's already nodded to him to get out of the way of the door. And so Harry's like stepped aside. Someone has burst through. What possible advantage could it be to Dumbledore to have Harry frozen? And I know it's a protective thing, but still, it's like he's under the cloak.
Yeah, but I think it's more to stop Harry from getting the urge to reveal himself, which is exactly what Harry would do. So I think it's a mix of that and then wanting just to keep him safe, because literally everything has to play out the way it does so that everyone can sort of remain, like, so that, you know, so that Draco's soul doesn't split and all that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I get it. And it was just like an instantaneous, that's the thing you could think of in that moment to try and just stop Harry doing anything, just freeze him, you know?
Yeah, but he could have stopped himself getting disarmed and then, and frozen Harry, like, just slyly. Because he's Dumbledore, I reckon he could probably do that.
I guess he doesn't know who else is on the other side, though, as well. Because it might have been more than one person.
Yeah.
Because he might have thought, because if he sees a Dark Mark, he might have thought, what if it's just Death Eaters? You know, and obviously he doesn't want Harry to die yet.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so Harry's frozen, Draco's disarmed him, and Draco's like, right, I've got a job to do.
Draco's like, rah.
Yeah, Dumbledore's like, do you now? And Draco's like, yeah, man.
Dumbledore's like, why are you speaking like this?
This won't make you cool, Draco. But yeah, he says, look, you're not a killer. And I think that because your attempts to kill me over this year have been fucking feeble, like the wine and the necklace and all that shit.
Yeah, wine and a necklace.
Yeah. You know what, Draco? I think you was trying to get with me, not kill me. Draco's like, no, I wasn't, I swear.
you're always with the Potter boy so much.
What about the rest of us? What if the rest of us need some mayonnaise? Oh, good. Anyway, Draco explains about the Vanishing Cabinet, and Dumbledore's like, you fucking baby genius, you.
I thought you were going to say baby Jesus.
You baby Jesus. Oh, good.
There's a whole little back and forth scene with them. Dumbledore telling Draco he's not a killer and Draco saying, yes, I am. and there's a bit of a kerfuffle over the other side of the door, and Dumbledore's like, it seems like someone's putting up a good fight. We've got some members of the Order of the Phoenix here as well. You best hurry up and do your job, Draco, if you're going to bloody do it.
A weird bit in this is that Draco's like says that Snape's been helping him, but that he wouldn't tell Snape his real plan because he didn't want Snape to get all the glory. And Dumbledore's like, no, Snape has been my man and I trust him, blah, blah. And I thought, why would you say that? Like, you're actually telling him the truth of that situation. Why would you do that and endanger Snape potentially like that? You know?
I suppose, but Voldemort has to believe that Dumbledore wholeheartedly trusts Snape anyway.
Yeah, I guess so. But even so, it just seemed like he was giving away, he was saying too much.
Yeah.
In that moment. Seemed weird. Anyway, so it's Madame Rasmerta who's been under the Imperius curse from Draco all year.
Yeah. Which I had completely forgotten about.
Yeah, me too, actually. And then Malfoy's like, look, I've got to kill you or Voldemort's going to kill me. But Dumbledore's like, look, Draco, if you make a different decision tonight, we can put you into hiding and hide you more completely than you can possibly imagine. We can go and get your mum and dad and put them into hiding too. Everything could be fine. And then Draco's like slightly lowers his wand and then the fucking Death Eaters like storm through the door. And I was like, fuck.
Oh, it's all gone bloody tits up now, isn't it?
Yeah. And they're like egging Draco on to kill Dumbledore.
Yeah, they're throwing eggs at him.
They're like, yeah, make mayonnaise out of that, you old cunt. And then fucking Snape arrives. Yeah, and Dumbledore's like, Severus, please.
Yeah.
And Snape's like,
Avada Kedavra.
And
just like that.
Yeah, and Dumbledore falls backwards over the edge of the tower. Yeah.
Harry silently screams.
So, yeah.
Well, we got through that rather concisely. That last chapter was one of those ones where I basically just transcribed the whole fucking thing.
So I was like, it can be whittled down into just like small sentences.
It definitely can, yeah.
So I didn't write a ton of detail for that at all. But yeah, so like factoid about that. And I think I've mentioned this before, is it in the American edition when Dumbledore is talking about being killed or something by Draco, he says to Draco, see, but you cannot kill someone who is already dead, Draco. Which they cut from the British edition for some reason, which I always thought was just super odd. Maybe not super odd, but they should have cut it from both because it is a little bit of a giveaway, I guess, because obviously he was talking about the fact that he was going to die from his injured hand regardless.
Yeah, that is super weird. I approve of the decision to not include that.
Yeah. But then why leave it in the American one? Because they came out at exactly the same time, so...
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Alas.
Spoon.
I wonder what that sounds like.
Alas. Spoon.
I like it. Oh, fucking hell. Well, next chapter is... the rest of his book's kind of somber and sad, so expect... I suspect a huge amount of jokes.
Yeah.
<from it.
laughs> Although with no Dumbledore to commit horrific acts of sexual atrocity.
Well, in the next book, they kind of just meet different people along the way, I guess. So
that's
I'm sure Xenophilius Lovegood will...
Pedophilius.
Yeah. They rearrange all the letters of his name and that's what it is. Yeah. And they're like, oh, fuck. And they turn around to run down the spiral stairs and he's like, So yeah, come back next week for Frilly Tales of... Frilly Tales of tea and cake.
And mayonnaise.
Tea, cake and mayonnaise. Mayonnaise cakes.
Ew.
Ew, Mom. What we're going to do, just because we love you so much and we're not trying to extort you at all, here's a little clip from our from our currently running Patreon-only series, Poorly Read, at the movies. And so here is a sexy little clip from our upcoming episode on Grease.
Danny falls on the sandcastle and then throws sand in her eyes.
Yeah, and then she fucking walks backwards into the ocean, is killed by a sea lion, and Danny's like,
Sandy!
And the film is all about his revenge. So he rents a fishing boat, he finds an old captain who once had a dreadful encounter with a sea lion.
Now he's got a vendetta against him.
Yeah.
It's consuming his life every waking minute he thinks about tracking down this sea lion.
Oh, God. And at the end, the big sea lion comes and cuts him in half. And then their boat sinks. And all he's got is a gun and a sea lion with a gas tank in its mouth and one bullet. Oh, God. And just as the sea lion's coming towards him, Danny goes, smile, you son of a...
What is that?
Jaws.
Jaws. I was going for a Moby Dick vibe.
Fuck, why would you think that I would be going down the Moby Dick path?
I don't know. It's a marine adventure, hunting a big animal.
Yes, and it does have Dick in the title.
Yeah, you love Dick. Come on.
But I also love Jaws. Unhinge that shit. Wow, wasn't that splendiferous?
I'm sure it was.
Didn't that make you mayonnaise, Tom?
Made me extract my yolks from my white.
So yeah, if you like that, which I hope you did, because I think it's funny, and so does Tom, sign up to our Patreon. It's $3.99 a month, and you get two exclusive episodes of Poorly Read at the Movies on the first and third Friday of every month.
Yeah.
Do it. I think you like it.
We also have some merchandise available on Redbubble, poorlyread.redbubble.com.
Yes, that's the correct URL.
Yeah. Yes, we may have said a different URL up until that point, but who types in URLs anyway? Find a link and click it. They'll be around.
Yes, no one types in URLs. Only gay lords and fancy men. Which some say are the same thing. We'll cut that.
Yeah, so now we've got stuff for sale. Don't expect us to be subtle about our sales tactics.
Yeah, just buy things. It'll make you so happy.
Go full balls to the wall salesman. If anyone ever thought we had more integrity than that, then don't know what podcast you thought you'd been listening to.
No, we're giving you awesome shit that we worked really hard on for such a good price.
Yes.
For an Asda price. Dun, dun. So yeah, also check out our socials. Find us on Instagram and Twitter at poorlyreadpod, and email us your teens at poorlyread@gmail.com.
Indeed.
Anything else?
No, I don't think so. This has been quite a concise episode.
Yeah. Alas. Spoon, spoon. Yeah, so without further ado, I do believe I have been gifted.
And I will stretch this out for a little while longer as well, before saying that I've been Tom.
And Hagrid doth believe he has been Hagrid. Ah.